This episode is brought to you by Auto Trader. Look around. What do you see? Cars. Lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, if you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. New, used, electric, and one day, maybe even flying cars. See a car? Find it on Auto Trader. Visit autotrader.com to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
What's up, Oreo Priesthood? Trigger warning. This episode is going to discuss some racially sensitive subjects, so please brace yourself. Please like and subscribe to this. Also, share and comment. If you want the full video, it will be behind a paywall. Got to pay the bills, but since this is a sensitive topic, the full video will be available on my OnlyFans at Yannick Taylor. So hit the show notes for the links. Let's go ahead and hit the intro. Race play. This is an area of BDSM that is controversial. What exactly is race play? Race play is a form of role play in which those participating engage in racially sensitive scenarios. This includes calling people racial slurs, slavery depictions, fetishization, you name it, it's in there. And just this week on Twitter, people were discussing the water sports area of BDSM and I responded with, y'all want to down people who likes, you know, getting it from the tap, but y'all don't say anything about race play, and water sports is where you draw the line. Like, really? And I frown upon race play because, number one, I, as a black woman, a black trans woman living in America, I don't want to role play my lived experience every fucking day. My first experience with race play happened unconsensually. I was working as a PSO, phone actress, and I get a call, and the man says, yeah, can I have your racial slur, you know what? And I immediately hung up the call and reported the profile. Because I'm like, number one, I don't do race play. And I've had to put that on several of my PSO profiles because some people will just assume that because you're black, you want to be called that. No, honey, no. And I am judging you if you are a person of color and you participate in race play, because why are you acting out that trauma? There are some traumas that you need to talk to people professionally about instead of acting that out. I don't believe in kink shaming, but I'm going to kink shame this one. I have unfollowed some creators that I absolutely love because they engage in race play. And we have to understand that the articulation of race play, the act of race play, is very well steeped in white supremacy. It's very well steeped in a patriarchal culture. And that's not something that I can contend with. I really can't contend with participating that. Also, when I look at the interracial porns where it's a group of black men that's topping a white girl or a white man or whomever, and I'm like, this is playing into the Mandingo stereotype. Y'all know what I'm talking about, where it's the big black man and, oh, he's the bee's knees. I want that big black piece of meat. And even when I see my black content creators, that's all they do is get gangbanged by non-black people and allow the disrespect. I'm frowning at that because you're playing into these different stereotypes. And then let's talk about the women. We understand that during slavery and colonization, that, of course, that's where the Mandingo stereotype comes from, but also the Sapphire complex, where black women are seen as overly aggressive, overbearing, and that, you know, we're the nagging type and we just run everything. And we see this, we still see black women being treated like that to this day. I think about how little black girls are treated. Yes, I see how little black girls are treated. And even queer kids, we are treated under the actually the Sapphiric stereotype. But no one wants to talk about that. And this is why I really do not like race play. And we see race play, it don't have to always be with the slurs, but it's just the insinuation that they're fetishizing this particular person because they are black. And that is the area of sex and sexuality and kink and BDSM that we are working hard to change. Now, with race play, it's not only just with the slurs and enacting it out, but there's an element of race play even in dealing with white individuals that are interested in what you do. I recently had a gentleman enter in my inbox saying, "Oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. You're a black goddess." I kind of already knew where this was going. He's like, "Oh my gosh, I love you so much. I love black dick. I love black trans women." And that was all the messages were. And that was so uncomfortable for me that I just stopped responding. I'm like, number one, I know you are, you know, easing your hormones while you're talking to me, number one. Number two, if all you can see is my blackness and not see my humanity, I can't engage with you. Now, if you're going to fetishize me, at least fucking pay me to fetishize me. Then we can discuss. But regardless, I'm going to set hard boundaries. Like, you can just call me goddess. You don't always have to say black. You don't always have to say I love you. Have a regular fucking conversation with me. And I realized how the Sapphiric type affects me as a black trans woman, because immediately it's automatically assumed that I'm a dom. While I am a sensual dom, I am also submissive. I'm a switch. There's more to me than the dominant aggressive personality. And sometimes, and I recognize that the Sapphire type and the Mandingo type both affect me because I am a woman who happens to have male parts. And of course, they look at me like the Mandingo Sapphiric type, and I'm going to dominate them. And it's nothing more agitating than having an unseasoned heathen in your inbox acting entitled to your time because they are white. Again, this is why I don't like race play, because it really goes into an area of white entitlement as well. And I'm just going to end it right here. Baby, if you're going to engage in race play, baby, please go get some help. Please go do something. Go do that trauma, because race play, baby, you're just playing into the things that they say about us as Black people. And that is giving context that you like being oppressed, that you like what the system of oppression is doing to you. I'm done. Let love and be free. Smooches.